do any of you have any questions on what we just did? Are we comfortable with it? Is it starting to flow better? This time, you pretty much went through on your own without help. How'd it feel?
It felt a lot better this time. I could feel when I was connecting in other ways besides with my higher self, which was a good feeling for me to feel that and know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wasn't sure if I left here, if I would be able to feel and know that difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was extremely different.
It's interesting, Christiana, you said that first time you almost felt like you would tug.
It was empathy. Because I kept my hands like this the whole time.
Exactly. You turned your hands in. You kept your channel open. You didn't feel that tug.
No.
Yet you still felt where to go. How'd you feel it? It was different, but how'd you feel it?
I just knew, as opposed to feeling the sensation.
Exactly.
It was just the air.
I'll work on that.
Mm-hmm. The empathy comes through as a real strong tug kind of feeling. That comes through as a follow the direction. It's an airy mm-hmm. kind of a feeling. It's the energy of go here. It's not a physical tug.
Right.
Okay.
It's almost like you're going to see yourself
mm-hmm.
in a place.
Yes. I'd arrived.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, eventually, you may actually literally have this sensation of the spirit being standing next to the person. But it still isn't that physical tug that's empathic. It's a different kind of a feeling. It's like, okay, I know that something's over there because I can feel it over there, but I'm feeling it like a wave of energy, not like a tug.
Okay.
When you get that tug feeling, it's almost always empathic.
Okay.
Like for me yesterday, like you're talking about, I was so focused on trying to feel where I was being pulled that it was hard. And today I felt so much more connected, and it was literally like I was a top, and I just
dropped in the right place
mm-hmm.
to you.
Right.
And it was just like gliding.
Right.
And it was a totally different body feeling from yesterday.
It's much more subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And, but very light.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is to be in your channel. And very likely, John, taking them in and out of channel has helped them to stay in channel.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stood up here, you reconnected up, you reconnected down, you made the connection with your guides again, you grounded, you centered, you put yourself back in the channel. Okay, anytime you feel like you're falling out of it, you get back into it, and the reading becomes easier. Okay? When I was working with John, I watched you do that constantly. As soon as he'd feel the energy drop, he'd walk a few steps away, let it all go, walk back, reconnect. Okay.
And that was with the same person that you were reading, that you would do that?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, if you felt like you hit a brick wall, disconnect,
shake it off,
reopen. Or if he's feeling like he needs to cut a connection to someone because he wants to go somewhere else and he can't cut that connection, step out of that energy field, step out of that space, reconnect. Okay? If you watch any of the well-known mediums work, they all work that way. All of them work that way. Yes.
This is actually an observation from this morning. I was, this morning when we started practice, I tried to watch energy rather than tune in on what they
mm-hmm.
were doing. I was trying to, you know, watch what was going on. And one of the things that I noticed when Christiana was reading that was that I'm wondering how close these people are to you when you're reading, because it was like somebody was, I could see all this stuff around her, like this person was right in front of her.
Okay, that's a good question.
Mm.
And it's one of the things, you know, I kid around, this gives me the willies. Some people, I think everyone is naturally got the capability to be a trance medium, some people more than others. In my case, it's very easy for me to go into trance. Therefore, I really don't like when a spirit gets too close to me. So personally, if I'm doing a reading for you, I really like that spirit to be over there by you. You belong to them, they belong to you, stay there.
Don't be in my space.
But there are many times when the spirit feels that they want to get close to you because you're the medium and they want to talk directly to you. And so yes, sometimes you're going to feel that spirit right next to you.
They're Italian.
Yeah, they're like Italian spirits. And what I generally do is, you know, no, you want me to talk to you, you go over there. okay? It's like, go away. But yes, you do find them in different places. They're not always, you know, it was interesting because when, who was it who was working? I forgot already.
Which one you were working?
You, Carl. When Carl was actually getting a spirit connected to Lisa, but ended up talking to Christiana, it was literally like the spirit had connected with you when you were facing Lisa and followed you all the way around and then stood next to Christiana to make sure you were getting it.
Your boy.
So yes, they can definitely move. Okay? It's not like they're anchored to a person. Okay? Because I think that was your question. Yes.
And then I wondered whether it makes any difference for you, like, whether they're, like, really close to you, whether that makes it any easier or, you know, to get that connection.
Well, when I'm doing, in a personal sense, when I'm doing a reading for a client and that particular spirit decides that they have to be standing right behind my back so I can hear them better, I don't particularly like it, but sometimes I put up with it. But when they start to put their hand on my shoulder, and I do feel that sometimes, that's too much. Go away. But yes, the answer is... I don't think, personally, I don't think it makes a darn bit of difference whether the spirit is, you know, across the table or whether they're behind me. It doesn't matter to me, the medium. But
energy is energy.
To the spirit who feels like they want to be right on top of you to make that communication.
I have a question about my reading for Michelle. I was thinking I got something in the lungs and I got green.
Mm-hmm.
The child drowned in a hot tub, which could be, and she didn't mention the child,
I
be getting the child before I knew about the child?
That's
sure.
Quite possible. You might have been getting, they might have been telling you about the child through that feeling and that visual.
Yeah,
find out if you can what color the hot tub was, if it had a green interior.
Or if it was in need of, dire need of chlorine.
Right.
That would make it green.
Well, yeah, a lot of them will have green walls or
green,
you know, color.
Well, green and blue is really a polar hot tub color.
Right,
anyway.
That's quite possible. Thanks. And now these are the kind of things you want your client to write down so that they can get confirmation when they go back. Okay, why don't we break up into our dyads? We have two and two, so you, the four of you can break up. What I'd like to do is to have Javier and Lisa kind of guide and help and observe and... you know, Ron, if you can move around with the camera and get a couple of these on tape, that would be absolutely wonderful.
You're going to be a standing?
No,
yes.
This is going to be sitting.
You are going to be standing.
Yeah,
no,
right.
Well, you're going to be standing up.
So
they're
Lisa.
Going to be
okay.
Sitting opposite one another. Yes.
Right.
And when you sit opposite each other, do not touch.
Right.
That creates empathy.
This is going to be the same thing you were just doing. Like now it's one-on-one. Now you are going to be looking around that person to see. We're off tape. We're on tape.
Off tape.
I want to be on tape for this. But in a after you've created your channel to higher self, to kind of scan the area around them, determining what spirits are around them. Now this is it's a little bit hard to do because you are not using your empathy to link into them to find out who they want to talk to. You are looking for who is around them, who wants to be talked to. There's a difference here. Okay?
So this is one person working with one client.
One-on-one.
Looking for spirits around.
Exactly. So you'll use your clear, once you open your channel, you know, do your deep breaths, reopen your channel by raising your channel up and anchoring it down, reconnect with your guides. You can do all that with your eyes closed. When you open your eyes, if you choose to open your eyes, you can. You're still in your channel. You are not using your empathy to link in. You're using your channel, and with your clairvoyance, your clairsentience, your clairalience, you're scanning the area around the client and even up here to find out who is there, who wants to give a message, not who does the client want to talk to. They are not the same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
We can just start with her.
You want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'm going
to
go first.
Take your hat.
We can do it on your own after class ends.
Okay, let's go. Okay, so we've just done dyads one-on-one.
One-on-one is quite different, as you noticed. First of all, obviously, if you're sitting in a chair, you can't step backwards or to the side. So how do you place who your person is? What did you folks
say? I kept asking, who are you? Who are? And the only thing I could get was, it wasn't related to her. I knew it wasn't related. I knew it wasn't anybody that was like your friend. I kept seeing a business kind of relationship. It wasn't.
I met him through somebody I worked with.
Yeah,
so it was a business
work.
Connection. Good.
Right.
So you can either ask and the information will come, or you can have the sensation without moving of being pushed back a step or two steps or to the side. I mean, you can feel that without actually having to do it. Okay? Sometimes you'll actually visualize the spirit and they will pantomime how, you know, who they are. They'll show you through an enactment. Their relationship to the client. You know, that could be by putting their arm around them or showing you a vision of their interaction with them. So sometimes it's actually a visual. Okay, but it is definitely different when you're seated than when you're standing. Were you folks comfortable doing this in a seated position?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. It's also very, very different because when you're in a gallery type situation and you're just waiting to see what energy calls you to what part of the room to get the information, and many times it's easier because the loudest spirit in the room is going to come through first, and that'll be the door opener for everybody in the room. When you're working one-on-one with a person, you have to hope that they have somebody there, number one. Not everybody does. I've had people come and sit opposite me and say, can't you pick up somebody around me? And I say, there's nobody there. You know, some people just don't have anyone that they really need to get information from. Okay? So I think that one-on-one is actually easier in that you have the personal touch. It's more private. You can take your time with it. But more difficult in that you don't have the array of, you know, easy spirits to connect with. Does anybody have any observations or comments that you want to make following this?
I'm excited because Christiana, finally, you know, I don't have that many people that I know. Uh-huh. Finally, I knew exactly who this person was.
So I get some more dead people around.
But that's not unusual. How old are you?
33.
Yeah. 33? You're not going to know that many dead people, thank goodness.
And this is somebody that I would have never. I mean,
right.
I know who this is, and you know, but I wouldn't have expected him to have been, you know, associated with me in any way.
I do think if you don't have very many dead people around you, it is going to be the friends and the acquaintances that you knew. It might be a little harder to dig it up.
Are there any questions on anything at all that we did today? Is anyone unclear on something? Is anyone having particular problems with any area of what we covered?
It has nothing to do with this, but I just want to make sure. So we're coming back here on the 24th.
Friday. Mm-hmm. Right. And Friday and Saturday night is the veil. Saturday and Sunday is P6. And when we do P6, the emphasis is going to be on mediumship, but it's also going to be leaning very heavily into the healing of a place, of the spirit, of the person who's getting the reading. Dynamics of healing that you're using when you're doing your mediumship readings or your energy work.
So in P6, we'll be doing more practice sessions such as this, a lot more, but we're really going to be focusing on two areas specifically, one of them being healing, both the living and the dead.
Which is a variation or another way of saying soul retrieval.
And, yes, and also working with anything from possession, do you or don't you work with it, to spirit detachment, to how that can affect people in the health area. So there's a lot more information.
The spirit attachment is a big area to look at.
Right.
And it's people connected to dead people, it's people, live people connected to live people. It's a very serious and very involved topic that involves dependency issues.
So we referred to it off and on during this session and the last session, but next time we meet, we will be discussing it at great length. Okay? Now, before we leave, what do we have to do?
thank our guides.
We have to thank our guides. Everyone, close your eyes and take a moment to do that. Thank them and release them. Next, what do you need to do? Or what do we need to do as a group?
Archangels need to be.
We need to address each of the archangels and thank them. So let's all stand. And this can be done nice and quickly. Look to the east. Who's there?
Raphael.
What do you say?
Raphael.
Thank you for aiding us and assisting us and go in peace and protection and with our love.
Raphael, thank you for assisting us.
Raphael, thank you for assisting us.
And go in peace and love.
This is
Michael.
South is Michael.
Michael.
So thank you, Michael, for assisting us.
Assisting us.
Go in peace and love.
Peace and love.
This is
Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Thank you for assisting us. Go in peace and love. This is Uriel.
Thank you, Uriel.
Thank you, Uriel,
for assisting us.
Go in peace and love. Now, if you had a bell, ringing the bell would clear every vibration in here. Okay? Because anytime you do a lot of spirit communication work in a room, the spirit energies that have been called in are going to hang out there until that space is cleared. So either later tonight or when John comes in the morning, this area will be cleared with incense or salt and water before the store opens. A bell will help to clear that energy out of here immediately. So Lisa, why don't you go grab a bell and ring it and we'll see the difference.
Do we have a bell?
Bell right there.
Does this work in the hotel room too?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. I was throwing out my big bowl out of every corner of the hotel.
We can use a bell to immediately disperse the spirit energy that's here now.
Go ahead.
Okay, do you feel the difference? The air just gets clearer. Now that doesn't negate the fact that this place still needs to be cleared and protected again before the store reopens.
You said something about salt and water, and you mix that?
You can just take a couple of pinches of salt and a cup of water and sprinkle it clockwise around from the east completely around. That'll clear it. You can carry incense, sage around clockwise from the east and back to the east. That cleared it. Pine will be a good clearing incense.
There's also something else you can do as a visualization. Normally, when we go to the corners, we go corner to corner to corner in a clockwise direction. Well, to open or to dismiss, you can be like almost like you're grabbing a curtain. You're just going, opening up in the other direction.
It's kind of a shortcut. Okay, for opening the whole room up. Don't ever forget to thank the archangels, the orphan, your protection, thanking your guides. Now, at this point, if everybody feels nice and grounded, fine. Retract your higher self energy, pull your energy from the ground up, kind of like an accordion, you should feel good. If you still feel like you're connected or your channel's still open, put a hat on, put something on your head,
put your hand on
as
your
you
hat.
Walk out.
Whatever.
Okay? Sometimes just even doing this for a couple of seconds will shut it down.
I can still feel low.
One other thing before we leave.
Yeah.
I think we need to all thank our teachers, because without them, we wouldn't be where we are today.
That's so. Very true.
Thank you.